Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The right fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Kessinger reaches second base with a double. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Day. Monday reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Santo scores. Martin moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is walked intentionally. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. Singleton reaches second base with a double. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Singleton moves to third. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to third for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ferry moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Walker now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Martin moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Popovich is walked intentionally. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Santo scores. Martin moves to third. Popovich moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Martin scores. Popovich moves to third. Rochelle moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Day picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Day. Popovich scores. Rochelle scores. Cardenal goes all the way around to score. Williams moves to second. It's 8-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Gilbert now pitching. Hal Breeden now playing first base. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 3 in the game. Day strikes out. Martin drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Day out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Torres now playing second base. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Singleton hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Rochelle scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. One out. Ron Woods pinch hits for Joe Gilbert. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Renko now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bill North pinch runs for Billy Williams. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill North now playing left field. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breeden hits a fly ball into left field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.